Warner Brothers Pictures, a Warner Communications company. A skull and crossbones serves as a warning to all. Steven Spielberg presents a Richard Donner film. The Goonies. Weary prisoners emerge from their cells.
Lunchtime! The longer you animals bark, the colder your lunch gets.
Yeah, that's all.
Come on, move it out! You two down there! Hey, turkey!
The prison guard finds a man hanging in his cell. Tucked into his waistcoat is a note addressed to who it may concern. The guard pulls it out and reads.
You schmuck. Do you really think I'd be stupid enough to kill him?
Kill myself.
Smiling down at him, the prisoner knocks the guard out with a double-fisted blow. Then, reaching behind his back, he unhooks a metal pipe, which has been holding him to the bars of his cell with his feet off the floor. Outside, a man is lining the county jail forecourt with gasoline from a can, while a mean-looking tattooed woman sits waiting in a 4x4.
Come on!
The man throws away the empty can, then jumps into the 4x4, taking out a gun.
Here he comes!
The prisoner emerges from the jailhouse with a smug grin, which soon fades when he can't open the car door.
Let's the lock!
The lock,
let go of the handle!
I don't have the handle! Open the lock!
Jake, up!
No.
Come on, move!
Get on!
Jake dives through the 4x4's open sunroof while Francis ignites the gasoline with a shot from his gun. A group of guards is trapped behind a wall of flames as they make a speedy getaway. Starring Sean Astin, Josh Brolin. Despite two police cars giving chase with guns blazing, the female getaway driver seems unconcerned and casually munches on a cookie. Jeff Cohen, Corey Feldman. Three bullets hit the back of the 4x4. Nearby, cheerleaders are practicing a routine, also starring Kerry Green.
Okay, you guys, let's try the victory pyramid! Okay, so, alright, we worked on this yesterday, so we can do it. Next up, come on, put your arms up, put your arms up, smile,
we got it! The 4x4 and police car speed past a terrified woman caught in the middle of the road, also starring Martha Plimpton and Ki-Hui Kwan. A boy is watching cops and robbers on TV while a man fixes pipes under a kitchen sink.
Turn that TV off, son. I can't hear myself think.
Yeah, right, Dad.
He switches it off as the police cars pass by outside.
Huh? Has the water gone down, son?
Nope.
Gone down now?
On a pier, the police chase passes a girl with a head in a barrel of water. She emerges holding a crab. Meanwhile, in an alleyway, a boy wearing an assortment of gadgets is operating a small winch in his belt buckle to pull a steel drum towards him, not realizing the drum secured to a wall. When the chain catches, he's dragged uncontrollably towards the drum and falls headfirst into it.
Oh wow, a police chase!
After passing a boy at an arcade machine, the police cars are blocked by a pickup truck while the 4x4 pulls to a stop on a ramp leading onto a beach.
What the hell are we doing here?
Trust in your old mother, boy! Throw it into four-wheel drive and hold on to your hat!
A man waves a flag and starts a huge four-wheel drive vehicle rally. As the 4x4s race along the beach, the getaway car advances through the field until eventually it's in the lead. Later, it's slowly winding its way through a quiet suburban neighborhood. At the top of a hill, in a white house surrounded by trees and picket fences, a boy is sitting at a window with a telescope. Directed by Richard Donner.
Oh, bummer.
Nothing exciting ever happens around here anyway. We need the Goondocks. We need this house. I can't wait to get out of here.
Really?
Nah. I was just trying to delete myself. No. You know, dictate myself.
Let's delude yourself, dummy.
That's what I said.
He walks over to an older boy lifting weights and jumps on top of him, pinning him down.
Thanks, Brand.
I know how you feel, Wim. I'm sure gonna miss this place, too.
Brand lifts the boy off his feet, then throws him to the floor as he gets up to see who's at the door.
Dr. Wuss.
Oh, Dr. Wuss! I know it, Dr. Wuss! I'll tell you, Brand!
Ah, it's Mal.
Hey, Mickey!
Yo, Mikey! Hey, Mikey, it's in your dreams.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Get your foot off the table, Mal.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's the matter with you guys? Come on, what's the matter? What is this, a nuclear Saturday or something? Come on, guys. This is our last weekend together. Last Goonie weekend. We gotta be going out in style. Cruising the coast. Sniffing some lace. Down in the bruise. But no! One older brother had to go and screw it up. Flunking your driver's test?
I just got the best.
You know what to do with you, kid.
Hey, you guys, you gotta let me in.
Jerk alert.
No alert.
It's Chunk.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life.
First, you gotta do the truffle shuffle.
Come on.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it.
The chubby Chunk reluctantly steps onto a tree stump, then lifts up his shirt and jiggles. Mikey pulls a cord and sets off a chain reaction in the garden, which begins with a bowling ball rolling into a bucket. Next, Bellows inflates a balloon, which pops, spooking a hen into laying an egg. A boot kicks a ball at a target, then a revolving sprinkler pulls open a gate, letting Chunk into the garden.
Oh, guys, thanks. Thanks a lot. You guys, you're not going to believe me. This time I'm telling the truth.
Mikey.
You turd.
Why don't you drive?
Shut up, Mal.
Listen, okay? You guys will never believe me. There's two cop cars, okay? And they're chasing this four-wheel deal with this real neat ORV. And they're both flying all over the place. It's the most amazing thing I ever saw.
More amazing than the time Michael Jackson came over to your house to use the bathroom.
More amazing than the time you saved those old people from that nursing home fire,
yeah,
right?
And I bet it was even more amazing than the time you ate your weight in Godfather's pizza, right?
Okay, Brand. Michael Jackson didn't come over to my house to use the bathroom. But his sister did.
Hey, Gator, don't mess this one up. If you care for these... Wings of flight!
Gadget boy Data is flying towards the house on a pulley he's rigged up. Chunk gets knocked to the floor holding a statuette of Michelangelo's David.
Hey, I bet you guys thought I was gonna drop it, huh? I know you would think that from good old Chunk.
You idiot!
Look, it's not broken. It's perfect, huh?
Oh, my God!
What?
That's my uncle's favorite piece!
What?
His penis.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
Shut up, Mal.
Shut up, Mal.
Hey, any of you guys ever hear of Detroit?
No.
Certainly.
When Motown started.
That's got the highest murder rate in the country.
Well, let me tell you what. That's where we move in. We'll lose our house tomorrow.
You shut up about that stuff. It'll never happen. My dad will fix it.
Yeah, sure he will. If he gets his next 400 paychecks by tomorrow afternoon.
That's wrong, Brandon. It won't happen.
Two women arrive at the house.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
See Data drop by.
Hi, Mrs. Walsh. How are you?
Walsh. Boys, this is Rosalita. Rosalita's going to help us with the packing just until my arm is better.
Hola.
Boys, Rosalita doesn't speak a word of English, and I know some of you have taken some Spanish in school.
Well, Mrs. Walsh, I speak perfect Spanish, and if it's any help to you, I'd be glad to communicate with Rosalita.
You're a lifesaver, Clark. Come with us, will you?
We certainly, Mrs. Walsh.
Mikey, no more potato chips. I've told you. Hello, Mikey, honey.
It's Bran, Ma.
Hello, Bran.
Perhaps longer nose?
What?
Chunk mumbles, do you think your mom is going to notice?
I wonder if she'll notice.
Step on the third!
Of course she'll notice.
She notices everything. Pants and shirts are in the second. Just throw them all into cardboard boxes. Forget the suitcases. Clark, can you translate all of that?
Why, certainly, Miss Walsh.
Oh, that's wonderful.
La moda va nene primero.
In subtitles, Mouth says the marijuana goes in the top drawer, the cocaine and speed in the second, the heroin in the bottom. Always separate the drugs.
Look, how's that?
Oh, you idiot.
Fine to me.
Now, Rosalita, this is the attic. Mr. Walsh doesn't like anybody up here, ever. I guess that's why it's always open.
Mouth continues. Never go up there. It's filled with Mr. Walsh's sexual torture devices. A nervous Rosalita jumps when Mouth places a hand on her shoulder.
This is my supply closet. You'll find everything you need. Brooms, dustpans, insect spray. I would really like the house clean when they tear it down. Clark, can you translate?
Si no hace buen trabajo.
Mouth says if you do a bad job, you'll be locked in here with the cockroaches for 2 weeks without food and water.
Okay, Rosie? Okay? You're going to be very happy here. Come on, Clark, we've got much more to do. You're so fluid in language.
Rosalita says, my God, I'm in a crazy house.
Fluent in Spanish. That was so nice of you.
This is my middle name, Miss Walsh.
Boys, I'm taking Rosalita to the supermarket. Now listen, I'm going to be back in about an hour. Mikey, I want you kept inside. Brand, if he's coming down with asthma, I don't want him out in the rain. What is that? That is a mess. I want it cleaned up, boys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got it.
Sure, yeah.
1 hour, kids, and I'll be back. Bye, baby. Rosie?
Bye, Mrs. Walsh.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Adios, señorita.
Brand grabs hold of Mikey.
You want a breathing problem? You got one.
Hey, guys, what's your dad going to do with all that stuff that's in the attic?
He's going to give it back to the museum. Or whoever they pick to be the new assistant Curly. Or Curry.
Curator.
Wait a minute, guys. Maybe there's some stuff up there for us. Maybe there's some stuff that we can keep from the outsiders.
Lots of
maybe there's some rich stuff.
No, rich stuff.
Rich stuff.
Oh,
rich stuff.
Oh, rich stuff.
Oh, rich stuff.
Oh, rich stuff.
You guys, listen to me, damn it. That's his stuff.
The attic hatch opens and Brand leads the way up the steps.
Hey, look at this. I didn't know Dad had all this stuff up here.
Oh, great! Look at that!
Neato!
Love it!
Hey, come on, guys!
This is my dad's
place.
This
is much more up here. You heard what my mom said to the housekeeper about not wanting anybody up here.
Mikey, I cannot believe that you actually have something this cool in your house.
You guys, my mom says, you guys, stop! Put down the outfit, okay?
Hey, Mikey, this is great! We only have old Hanukkah decorations in our attic.
Can we have in your...
Mikey takes a puff of his inhaler.
Okay, guys, he's off. Now let's get out of here.
Come on, Mikey,
I got you right where I want you.
Come on, guys, it's dusty in here. My hay fever's acting up and you always break something. What?
Come here, make me feel like a woman. Come on, give me a nice, wet, licorice kiss.
I gotcha. Now get out from behind there. You're ruining the painting.
You're ruining my job. It's all right, don't worry.
Brand looks fascinated as he leaves through an old book about pirates.
Mikey,
what?
Well, what is all this neat stuff?
The museum did some kind of... Where'd you get this?
Right there. They did a show. It was a retro pack'em. And it was about... That's what I said. You always contradict me. I was right. I knew what I... It was about the history of Astoria. And these are the rejects. Kind of like us, Mike. The Goonies.
Yeah. I'm not a reject.
Take that stuff off. You can get me in trouble.
Whoa.
You know
how this works?
Neat. What? Laser beams!
What? No.
You put one finger with your mouth. When you drop something, put it back up. Sis!
Anyways.
Mikey wipes dust off an old picture frame until he can make out peculiar pieces of text. Then, when he's unable to remove the glass cover, he seems to have an idea.
Chunk!
I know you didn't touch it. Get over here.
Don't touch it, Chunk.
Chunk does as he's told.
Hold this. Why me, Mike? Mike, take this up. There's a real big ball, you know, and it's got this big thing.
Chunk bends down to pick up the frame covered in shattered glass.
What are you doing?
Hey, Mike found a map.
Yeah.
Hey, look. That says 1632. Is that a year or something?
No, it's your top score on pole position.
Yes, it's a year, Chuck. Look,
it's a map of our coastline.
What's all that Spanish junk right there?
Who knows?
Mel, you said you could translate. Translate, right here.
Yeah, translate it.
Ye intruders beware. Crushing death and grief. Soaked with blood of the trespassing thief.
You guys, this map is old news. Everybody and their grandfather went looking for that. When our parents were our age, I mean, haven't you ever heard of that guy? What's his name? The pirate guy. One-Eyed Willie.
One-Eyed Willie. Yeah, he was the most famous pirate in his time. My dad told me all about him once.
Dad'll do anything to get you to go to sleep.
No. See, One-Eyed Willie stole treasure once. It was full of rubies and emeralds and diamonds.
Diamonds. And he loaded it all up onto his ship. And they sailed away into the sunset until the British king, see, he found out about it. And then he set up this whole armada to go out after him. And then the armada, it took him a couple weeks, but then they caught up with Willie. And then there was a whole big war between the armada and Willie's ship, the Inferno. And during the firefight, there was just guns bursting here and cannons bursting there. And then Willie fled, because he didn't want to stay around, because he knew he'd get killed if he stayed around. And then he got into this cave, and then the British, they blew up the walls all around him. And he got caved in, and he's been there ever since.
Forever?
Forever.
Ever?
Trapped. Wow.
You sound just as corny as Dad does.
My dad tells me the truth. You know what he said?
What?
He told me that One-Eyed Willie and his bunch were down there for 5-6 years. And they were digging all these tunnels and caves, setting booby traps.
Booby traps.
That's what I said, setting booby traps so that anybody that tried to get in there would die. And then you know what he did? He killed all of his men.
Why?
Why'd he kill all of them?
Well, because he didn't want them to get to his treasure.
Yeah, wait a minute, Mikey. But if he killed all his men, how did the map or the story get out?
See, I asked my dad the same question. He said one of the guys must have gotten out with the map and...
Hey, Mike,
and the...
I believe you.
Yeah, well, I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all. I think you're full.
Chunk, break this time.
Chunk has a newspaper article.
Hey, you guys, look at this. Hey, you guys ever heard of this guy? Look, Chester Copperpot.
Chester Copperpot.
Look, it says... Chester Copperpot, missing while in pursuit of local legend. Reclusive scavenger claims, I have the key to One-Eyed Willie.
Wow, do you guys realize what we could do?
Nobody ever found nothing, you guys. I mean, why do you think this map would be up here in this attic when it could be in some safety deposit box somewhere, right?
That's right. And anyway, if Chester Copperpot didn't find it, how would we find it?
But what if... You guys, just what if this map could lead to One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff?
Maybe.
Then we wouldn't have to leave the Goondocks.
Come on,
hey, Mike.
I don't want to
go on any more of your crazy Goonie adventures.
Guys, Linda, come on, where are you going? You don't want to do this?
Left alone, Mikey picks up the map and a doubloon that was with it.
1632.
Two men with umbrellas are at the gate.
Danger jerk alert!
Can I help you?
Hello, little guys. I'm Mr. Perkins, Troy's father.
We know who Troy is. He's such a cheap guy.
My dad's not home, Mr. Perkins.
Is your mommy here?
No, sir. Actually, she's out at the market buying Pampers for all us kids.
Papers, Bill. You can give these papers to your father to read through and sign. We'll be by to pick them up in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Goonies are looking miserable.
Brand, what is all that stuff?
It's Dad's business.
But what is it?
I told you, it was Dad's business. Look at him smiling.
They can't wait until tomorrow when they foreclose on all the whatever you call it.
Trash the Goondocks.
When they wreck our house, I hope they make it a sand trap.
And never get their balls out. You know, I think they made me lose my appetite.
While the others head back into the house, Mikey remains on the porch, where he watches the two men smugly planning the foreclosure of his home. Turning to look out over the Goon docks and the surrounding neighborhood, he hugs one of the wooden posts supporting the porch. Brand comes back out.
Mikey.
When Mikey runs into his arms, Brand embraces him reassuringly.
Come on, before you catch a real
little cold.
Seem to be pretty sure of yourself.
The foreclosure is a definite.
Chunk has a can of whipped cream.
Oh, God, am I depressed.
If I found One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff, I'd pay all my dad's bills. Then maybe he could get to sleep at night instead of sitting up trying to figure out a way for all of us to stay here.
Yeah, me too.
Forget about any adventures, limp lungs. I let you out and Mom would grind my ass, and I got a date with Andy on Friday, all right?
You're dreaming, dude. There's no way, because that means your mom's got to drive. Then you got to make it with her and her mom.
Shut up, Mouth.
Shut up, Data.
Bran turns on the faucet while Mouth's sitting in the sink. Mikey takes out the map.
Guys, what are we going to do about that country club? It's killing our parents. If we don't do something now, there's going to be a golf course right where we're standing.
Looking at the map, the Goonies are unsettled by the thunder and lightning outside. Later, watching a Cyndi Lauper video on TV, Brand is exercising with a chest expander while Mikey is playing with marbles on the living room floor. Mikey gathers the other Goonies into a huddle and they silently hatch a plan before getting to their feet and surrounding Brand.
Hey, Brand, hop off in the church pack.
It's not that hard.
They pile onto him.
Get off me, Chuck. Get off. Get off me. I got you.
After tying Brand to an armchair with his chest expander, the Goonies run outside and jump onto their bikes.
Took him 376 lawnmower jobs to pay for that. It's his most favorite thing in the world.
Now it's his most flattest thing in the world. Let's go.
I'm gonna hit you so hard when you wake up, your clothes are gonna be out of stock.
They head off down the road. A little later, Bran's mom returns home to find him struggling in the chair, which is now on its back. Brand charges out of the house.
Brandon, don't you come home without your brother, or I'll come in and have a Hare Krishna!
That's Harry Carey, Ma.
That's exactly what I said!
What? My new tires! They pop my new tires! I'm gonna...
Brand spots a little girl on a bike.
My bike!
I owe you one.
Mikey unfurls the map.
I can't believe it.
That's it, guys.
That's it. Three rocks out there. Take a 1, 2, 3. Right out there. This way. Right. Right.
Meanwhile, Bran's on the little girl's pink bike.
Mikey.
A young man driving a convertible adjusts the rearview mirror.
Troy, you touch that mirror again, and I swear to God, I'm gonna smack you in the face.
Who's Bran?
Oh, like the bike.
What is he doing?
No wonder he can't get a license.
They pull up beside Brand, who looks very embarrassed.
Brand, can we give you a ride somewhere?
Huh? No. Thanks anyway, though.
Yeah, Walsh. Let us give you a little ride.
Hey,
Clamping Bran's hand to the car door, Troy puts his foot down. They part company on a bend in the road, and Bran's sent flying over an embankment into the woods below. Meanwhile, the Goonies are dragging their bikes up a steep hill by the shore.
Forget it! Come on! This better be it, Mikey!
Chunk.
Mikey holds up the doubloon and looks through three tiny holes.
Guys! I think I have a match! I'm sure of it! The lighthouse, the rock, and the restaurant all fit the doubloon. That must mean that the rich stuff is near the restaurant. So, wait a second. Beth, I'm gonna need you to translate the map, because I don't understand Spanish. Right here.
All right. Diaz, they say Diaz.
What does that mean?
10 times 10.
100, yeah. Yes.
Stretching feet to the nearest northern point.
North. What's north? Which way's north? Get it.
That's where you'll find the tree.
The tree, the rich stuff.
The tree, the rich stuff. That's it.
You're in the snack shop. So it's near the restaurant.
One.
The Goonies are counting the 100 paces towards the restaurant. They huddle behind some rocks when they notice two men walking towards the restaurant.
60 and another 40 is an even 100. Right to the old restaurant.
Gotta be there.
It's gotta be there.
I don't know about it, Mikey. Hey, it's getting late. Hey, and that's a summer place. What's it doing open in the fall?
See, there's nothing to be scared of. See, there's only two customers went inside the restaurant.
Yeah, but what if they're not customers? What if they're drug dealers?
Drug dealers? Did you see the clothes? Drug dealers wouldn't be caught dead in those polyester wraps.
Mikey, that sounded like gunshots. Not the big ones that you hear in war movies, but gunshots. Real ones. They're gonna kill us.
Jeez, Chunk, turn off your brain, right? So we probably dropped the pot.
Yeah,
we just dropped the pot.
Are you sure, Mikey? Because if we're sure, I'm sure, you know. Because it's just because of pots, and they might try to kill us. They're gonna kill us!
Chunk puts a finger to his lips in an effort to silence himself while the other Goonies creep around the side of the dilapidated restaurant to a window.
Soda pop! Oh boy, am I thirsty!
Damn it!
What's that?
Come on, hurry up!
Looks like the cook is carrying something to the kitchen or something.
Yeah, food, or...
Don't let them see us, guys.
Chunk opens a large wooden door and finds the getaway 4x4 parked inside a garage.
ORV. Bullet holes.
Panicking, he runs to warn the others, but can't get out the words.
I'm Chunk!
Mikey drags Chunk into the restaurant.
This place is a summer restaurant. Looks like it hasn't been open for 10 summers.
How are you boys looking at that window?
Long enough to see you need about 400 roach motels in this place.
How the hell am I supposed to create without...
Jake stops shouting and turns to the boys, who are standing in a huddle.
Hey, that's it. What's this on?
Jake, these boys are customers.
Devo dire, ma questo è non il ristorante.
Zitta, stupida, non capisce niente.
Ah, va bene, mamma, ho capito. Boys, eh? You make yourself comfortable, eh? Mamma, butta fuori questi stronzetti, eh? She's gonna cook you something.
What do you want?
Lots of water.
Four waters. Is that all?
She walks them to a table.
Ta-da!
Chunk's chair falls out from under him.
Are you all right, Chunk?
Hey, guys. What happened to the two guys that were in the party yesterday's suit that came before us? What happened to them?
Wait, what? You guys, if we don't get out of here soon, there's gonna be some...
hostage crisis. Out in the garage. ORV. Four-wheel drive. Bullet hole the size of my...
Here's your water.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Samantha.
I mean, ma'am.
Is it supposed to be water? It's wet, ain't it? Drink it.
Miss, where's the mention, please?
Can't you hold it?
No. Mikey, this ain't the kind of place you want to go to the bathroom in.
Why not?
Because they might have daddy long legs in them.
But I can't go to the bathroom. Like dead things, Mikey. Dead things.
Hey, Mikey. Go to the bathroom.
Y'all are dead things. Please, Mikey.
Downstairs. First door on the right. Stay to the right.
Please, Mikey. Dead things.
Stay to the right.
I don't see the right. Thank you.
Mikey bangs his head on a light bulb as he walks down the damp stairs.
I know you're down here when I really... You gotta be down here. I can feel it when I really... I know you're down here.
After checking the map, he walks towards the bathroom.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Moving to investigate the strange noises, he steps along a dark, dank corridor. In a small cell, Jake is torturing a shackled creature by singing at him.
You're ruining it! Look at the feast I got. Here, have some. Come on. You'll get something. You don't leave me any choice!
Mikey hides in the shadows.
You're just like Mum Francis. You never let me finish anything.
Una furtiva lacrima.
Mikey sits on a mousetrap and grits his teeth when it snaps shut. The strange creature's sitting with his back to the door, ferociously tugging at its chains, when Mikey peers into the cell. Noticing a tray of food just out of the creature's reach, he picks up a nearby broom and uses its long handle to push it towards the creature, which turns to look at him. Seeing the creature's face, Mikey gasps and runs for his life. As he runs back upstairs, a hand grabs him. Brand lifts him over his shoulder and carries him to the door. As they all file out of the restaurant, the woman slams the door behind them, then leans against it.
Kids suck.
I swear on my life, they've got an it! A giant it! They got it chained to the wall. When it came into the light, it was all gross and distorted in the parts of its
surround. Like your brain, right, Lamo? Say goodbye to your little pals.
Hey, look at that!
Ma, why'd you have to shoot the guy? He's a fed! We could take him to the side of the road in the car, and bing, we
just
shoot him in the brain.
Just put him in the car.
Bring him over here, Francis.
Don't get me over here.
Mama, give me
I'm
over
the
here.
One that's always got it.
You know, I'm wondering what is in the bag.
Restaurant trash.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There are bullet holes in the car. This big. Mikey, come on. Our parents are worried. It's dinner time.
Yeah.
Why don't we go home?
Home? What home? In a couple more hours, it ain't gonna be home anymore. Come on, guys. This is our time. Our last chance to see if there really is any rich stuff.
We got to.
The 4x4 starts up.
Get down!
As they duck down, a hand reaches for mouth, and the girls from the car appear from nowhere.
Scared me! I'm gonna give you a heart attack!
Hey, mouth, you look better from behind.
Hey, you wanna see something really scary? Look at that.
That is scary!
He holds up a mirror.
You guys, we were out driving with Troy.
Oh,
sorry about your face.
Oh, don't worry about it. I was born with it. No, kidding.
Anyway, he was being such a jerk. You know, tilting the mirror so he could look down my shirt. So I elbowed his lip.
You elbowed his lip?
At the restaurant.
Well,
thank God!
Hey, wait a minute, Trunk. You know, I got some naked pictures of your mom. Taking a bath? Want to buy them?
What?
Real cheap.
Chunk bursts through the door.
Thanks, Chunk.
Hey, you wait here 1 second, okay? I'll be right back.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
All right, just don't leave, all right?
Mike,
no, don't leave.
No, don't leave.
Don't let me.
Shut up.
lowest point on the floor.
Lowest point, nothing, Mikey. Let's go, now.
When one of the girls steps onto a rake, its fish head handle springs up at them.
No,
Mikey!
They run screaming into the restaurant.
Mikey, I'm hurt!
Oh, my God!
A light bulb explodes.
It was disgusting. You should have seen it.
It jumped out from the bushes. It almost killed us, I swear to God.
Come on, Brian, please.
Yeah.
What if we find something, huh? A couple more minutes isn't going to hurt.
Come on, Mikey. We're going right now.
Hey, Brian.
No, listen to your bike, brother.
Give him a few minutes. As long as you stay here with me.
Wait, quiet. Yeah, listen to her. She knows what she's talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Let's go.
Mikey leads the Goonies into the basement, while Brand and the girls follow closely behind.
Chunk, I hope that was your stomach.
No. That's the it.
Sounds like Kong.
Part of it's human.
Come on. Want to see it?
Don't worry. It's chained to the wall.
Moving in a tight huddle, the others follow Mikey as he slowly edges towards the creature's cell. When Chunk nervously pulls at his coat, Mikey slaps his hand away. They reach the door, but Mouth's afraid.
I don't want to go, Mikey. I don't want to go.
Why not? It's chained to the wall.
Why not? It's chained to the wall, right.
Come on, you wanted to go.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't want to see it.
As they inch their way into the cell, the It lets out a mighty roar. Mouth shoves Mikey back into the corridor, causing a domino effect, which results in Brand falling back onto a sofa with one of the girls on top of him. They go to kiss, but the others are watching.
Shame, shame!
Know your name!
Come on, Brand!
Slip with the tongue!
That's disgusting. No, I can't even look. Oh,
get me up!
Mikey grabs a poker.
Mikey, ow! What the hell are you doing? Mikey, you're gonna lose your film!
Give me that. There's nothing buried under
there. There is something buried under
there. It's the 20th century,
Mikey. The map says he's buried something under there, and there's gotta be.
Get off it.
Look it! I've got an idea. Why don't we just pour Chunk with all of his floor and let Chunk eat his way through?
Okay, Mouth. That's all I can stand. And I can't stand no more. I got it! I got it! I got it!
Don't got it.
You klutz.
Hope it's not a deposit bottle.
This is ridiculous. It's crazy. I feel like I'm babysitting, except I'm not getting paid.
Wait. Listen to that.
What?
There's a drain under the fireplace.
So what?
Sounds like my grandfather taking a leak, Mikey. Throw some.
No, no, it's deep. Like there's a hole or a passageway. It's real deep.
Get out of the way.
Brand is being so sweet to me.
Oh, come on! Come on! Where are you? You're in the clouds, and we are in a basement.
Brand uncovers the drain.
I told you! Ha ha! Told you! I told you it's hot. One or two.
I can feel the air. There's something down there.
I told you.
There's something.
Maybe a treasure or something.
Data switches on a machine.
Hey, this is working, guys.
Brand kicks through some boards.
Are you okay? I told you it was a passageway.
It's the start of the tunnel.
Look.
Data has started a printing press, which is turning out page after page of $50 bills.
$50 bill. $50 bill. $50 bill. $50 bills. $50 bill. Guys, where the heck is that $50 bill? We have the money to save the car.
He eagerly hands out the printed pages.
Quiet! They're fake. They're bogus.
No, it's not.
They're phony.
I knew these people were phony. No! Get
25 years for counterfeiting.
Oh!
You guys, I recognize these people.
Look at it's a Fratelli.
That's the guy from upstairs.
The guy who tried to sing.
See, you guys, you never listen to me. I said that there was going to be trouble, but thought you didn't listen to me. You guys are crazy. You know, you guys are self-destructive. There's a funny farm that has your names written all over it. But I'm getting out of here. I smell ice cream.
He's found a freezer.
They got Swenson. They got Bailey's and cream, and they got Mississippi mud, and they got chocolate eruption, and they got apple. And they got grape. They got grape and super duper chocolate eruption and what?
Chunk notices the upright body of a man with a bullet hole in his head. When it lurches towards him, he finds himself cheek to cheek with a frozen corpse. He moves out of the way, letting the body fall. Their panic is cut short by creaking floorboards above them. Somebody is walking around upstairs.
Somebody's in here. The door's open.
Oh, shut it. I'm gonna leave the lights on.
Come there.
Francis walks into the kitchen with a pizza.
Pizza? Pepperoni?
Come on, eat my pepperoni then.
You want your pepperoni?
Huh? Come on, come on, let's kill each other over the pepperoni!
Away. I said, come put that gun away now!
Always take your side, man, right? You always liked him better
than that's right!
In the basement, the goonies lift the corpse off the floor and prop it up against the inner wall of the freezer. Not realizing Chunk is still inside, Mouth closes the door.
We can go back.
The others are heading for the stairs.
Mikey, come on.
Fireplace, Brand, it's the only way out. You guys will never get out that way.
What?
Mikey looks thoughtful.
It all starts here.
They all move over to the fireplace.
Push it right.
Guys, I'm stuck with the stick. He's in here.
He props it up. Brand climbs down into the passageway.
All right, Jake, forget it. I'm sorry.
Help! 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 Guys!
Come on, you idiot!
Okay, Mom. Bye-bye, Dad.
Mouth follows Brand as the Fratellis walk down the stairs towards them.
Hurry up!
Chunk is struggling with the stiff.
I'm not kidding! Look in the window!
One by one, the goonies climb down the narrow shaft as the Fratellis draw closer and closer. Mikey makes it to the bottom of the shaft. Brand covers the hole in the fireplace.
I worked 2 hours on that.
You worked what?
Shut up! Somebody's been here. The cooler's broken.
Probably a tremor.
Go check your brother.
Well, it could have been a tremor, man.
I'll show you a tremor.
She gives him a whack.
I'm going to go check the brother.
He better not have broken those chains again. I'm not going back to the zoo for another set.
Just don't upset.
Hurry up!
Chunk sneezes.
He's dead.
With the coast clear, Chunk emerges from the freezer. He moves over to the fireplace.
Go get the police. Come on.
Chunk disturbs a pile of junk stacked up by a window.
Watch out. Oh, the window. The window. Go up.
He climbs towards it while the others gather below.
Did you see him, guys?
Wait a minute. Where's Chunk?
I need to go get the police.
The Fratellis are there. We gotta go. Come on, guys. Let's go. He's going to get the police. Go. Move.
Move. Right, well, don't worry.
I knew he could break them chains. Come on, get the body.
We've been walking forever. How much further do you plan on going?
Oh, Mouth, you stepped on my foot. You have my drama glasses. I can't see a thing.
Come on. Oh, my God. I found his glasses. Sorry.
You broke my glasses. You broke my glasses.
Listen, guys. Listen, guys. I'm the oldest. So I'm in charge. Okay, well, first of all.
Yeah? Do you have a light?
I said I was in charge. Do you have a light?
Light. Sure, guys. Back up. Back up.
He flicks a switch.
Bullet blinders!
Torches spring from his coat.
Oh, You know, one day when I was walking home with this thing and a couple of big guys stopped me?
They're being blinded by the torchlight.
Data. Only problems. Batteries don't last so long, guys.
Guys, there's a light up ahead. Maybe we can get out that way. Let's go.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I like the dark. I love the dark. But I hate nature.
Wait a sec! Stop! I'm just stuck here!
Chunk flags down a car.
What seems to be the problem?
Look, mister, I need a ride. My friends and I just had a run-in with these really disgusting people. You might have heard of them, the Fratellis. Well, we found their hideout. And could you please, please take me to the sheriff's station? I can describe all three of them.
Jake's the driver. Francis seizes Chunk from behind and drags him towards the back of the 4x4. Jake watches through the rearview mirror as Francis eventually manages to force Chunk into the trunk, where he suddenly realizes he's lying next to the dead body.
What the hell are you doing? He's only a kid. Can't you handle a kid even?
Does it work, guys?
Data lights a lantern.
I can't see anything. Mel, if your father's a plumber, what are these pipes all about?
These look like water pipes, guys. Gas pipes. Drainage. Maybe, wait a minute, guys, shut up for a minute. Okay, look at these pipes must lead to a building or something. A foundation. So maybe if we bang on them hard enough, if we make enough noise.
They begin frantically banging on the network of pipes above them. Above ground at the Astoria Country Club, a man in a tracksuit walks off a tennis court and bends down over a water fountain. But before he can drink, it starts moving up and down. It's attached to the pipes the boys are banging. The fountain hits the man in the face and knocks him unconscious. A man walks into a communal shower and turns on a faucet, which then disappears into the tiled wall. Two other men stand back in amazement as the rest of the faucets also vanish before their eyes. Troy sits down on a toilet and opens a magazine called Guns and Ammo. Below, the Goonies are becoming concerned as steam is beginning to emit from some of the pipes, along with strange noises.
Pressure!
A surge of water sends Troy and the toilet crashing through the ceiling, then down to the floor.
Let's get out of here!
Like now!
Go, go, go!
When a pipe bursts, a powerful jet of water dislodges a rock and uncovers a hidden passageway leading out of the chamber. Data goes first. Meanwhile, Chunks with the Fratellis.
Hey, kid. I want you to spill your guts. Tell us everything.
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 Everything. Okay, I'll talk. In third grade, I cheated on my history exam. In fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and I glued it on my face when I played Moses in my Hebrew school play. In fifth grade, I knocked my sister Edie down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog.
God. Oh, wait, I can't see a thing. What am I stepping on? Oh, brother.
A lantern! Look, you guys, a lantern! Somebody must have been here before us. Maybe they still here.
God, I hope not.
Look at these cigarettes.
Mouth holds up the lantern while Data examines the cigarettes.
Come on, Andy.
Troy was looking down my shirt. Who cares? There's nothing wrong with that. If I was a stupid, he'd still be looking down my shirt.
You guys, listen to her.
What's the matter with her?
Andy, it's okay.
She's all right.
It's okay. Andy.
Andy's leading the way along a narrow passage.
Andy, I should have been letting you look at my body. Don't I have a beautiful body? Don't I have a beautiful
body?
I have a beautiful body. How many more years do I have before I get off that? Before my hair falls out? Before I look like him?
She points at a skeleton with bugs crawling over its face.
My mom sent me to a summer camp for fat kids. And then once during lunch I got nuts and I pigged out and they kicked me out.
Brand examines the skeleton.
Look at him.
Don't touch it, guys.
Oh,
That's one of your tricks, isn't it, One-Eyed Willie?
Mikey uses his inhaler.
You wouldn't have gone through all this trouble if you weren't really hiding something, would you?
I know. So did I. It's okay. It's okay. There's nothing to worry about.
You don't understand. He's dead for sure. I think he's the Chester Copperpot.
Chester who?
Who? Don't you guys remember from the attic? The news article. See, they said the last guy who went looking for the witch stuff, he said he went in, but he never came back out. But, see, that was like back in 1935. Oh, God, if he didn't make it out, and he was the postman expert, what about us guys? How are we going to get out of here, huh?
Don't worry about it. Just calm down. Positive.
How are we going to get out?
We can't be sure it's Chester Copperpot.
I know it's him! I know! I'll get the article!
Mouth, get his wallet!
Mikey's found a baseball card.
Lou Gehrig? You get it, Mikey!
He reaches into the skeleton's coat pocket and pulls out a wallet.
It is Chester Copperpot. See? God. I told you!
We're gonna get killed too!
Hey, look at this! Candles!
There's a stick of dynamite amongst the candles.
Candle, where are you going? I'm setting booby traps. Booby traps? That's what I said, Sam. Setting booby traps in case of anybody's following us. Like if we're toddlers, so we can hear them coming.
Okay, hurry up.
Good idea.
Hey, Data, where are you going? I'm setting booby traps.
You mean booby traps?
That's what I said, booby traps! Quiet! Shh! God, these guys.
Bran discovers some sort of key.
Guys, look at this! Look at this! It looks like a skeleton of One-Eyed Willie or something.
Yeah! Give me the snake!
As Mikey tugs on it, Copperpot's skull detaches from his body. Mikey hands the key around his neck while Brand replaces the skull, then wipes his hand on Mouth's jacket.
Hey guys, now that we've got...
He spots something.
Look at this! You see what I found?
Mikey uncovers a length of cord, inadvertently setting off a chain reaction in which a blade begins to slice at a rope. Realizing his mistake, he drops the cord.
Guys, please, don't move. Don't move. You guys, don't move back there. Don't move. Let us free. Guys!
Data notices large boulders suspended from the roof of the passageway that are beginning to sway. He makes a run for it as the blade cuts through the rope. One by one, the boulders come crashing down. Data and the two girls run towards their friends who are hiding behind a small ledge at the end of the passageway. They make it, but Mikey suddenly darts back over the ledge to rescue the lantern. The others watch him jump to safety a moment before the final boulder slams to the ground.
He's close. Wait, listen. Sounds like somebody's down there.
Brand crawls towards a rock covering a small opening and tries to see inside.
Shut up and listen.
Maybe it's a way out.
Maybe it's the Fratellis.
Maybe Chum found a police.
Maybe it's another one of Willie's booby traps.
Brand heaves the rock out of the way.
Brand, God put that rock there for a purpose, and I'm not so sure you should move it or anything.
Hello?
Everyone covers their face and flaps their arms around as waves of bats come flooding through the hole in the cave wall.
But the worst thing I ever done, I mixed up all this fake puke at home, and then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then... Then I made a noise like this. And then I dumped it over the side on all the people in the audience. Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other. I never felt so bad in my entire life.
Mom, they're gonna like this kid, Mom.
Bats are filling the basement.
Watch your hair! Hey, don't forget hair! Watch your face, Mom!
Hey, Mikey! If you can hear me, run! Run!
keep going this far down, we'll reach China.
Hey, maybe I can listen to my auntie or something.
Yeah, my uncle. This could get dangerous, Andy. You might want to hold my hand.
Thank you.
Oh, neat.
Wow!
That's you guys, beautiful. Look! It's a beautiful waterfall!
Standing at the entrance of a small cavern, the Goonies marvel at the sight of a series of miniature waterfalls illuminated by a shaft of light from above. The cave walls and shallow pond below are strewn with copper and silver coins.
Wow! Wow! It's a giant piggy bank!
We found it!
Oh,
silver, it's shining all over the
place!
Guys, we did it!
Oh, this anchor's for me!
Oh,
growing rich stuff! Hey, Miles, what year was that map made?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a couple hundred years before...
Oh, wow!
President Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Sheen...
Martin Sheen?
That's President Kennedy, you idiot!
Well, same difference! I mean... He played Kennedy once.
Oh, that's really smart. I'm glad to know you're using your brain.
Yeah, well, at least I have a brain.
So stupid, Mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Shut up. Wait a minute. This isn't gold. This is a wishing well. Look.
Hey, you guys, look. It must be the old Moss Garden wishing well.
You know, I always used to believe that when you threw your money in, it turned into your wish.
Take no coins, and I'll take two coins.
That's not fair.
Wait. Stop. You can't do this.
Why?
Because these are somebody else's wishes. They're somebody else's dreams.
Yeah, but you know what? This one right here. This was my dream, my wish, and it didn't come true. So I'm taking it back. I'm taking them all back.
Mouth ducks below the water.
Come on, One-Eyed Willie. What does this have to do with the map? Is this just another one of your tricks?
You know, maybe we should keep him alive just in case he's in line.
Good idea, Jake. Put him in with your brother.
Okay, Mom. Come on, kid.
Chunk stands up.
You dropped something.
What's that?
We found it on the map. It's got something to do with the buried treasure.
Jake, look at the date. Look at the date on it.
This is authentic. Ma, this is a doubloon.
Give it to me.
I told you so. See, you guys, you never believe me. I said that they're gonna be buried.
Jake snatches a carton of ice cream from Chunk.
Hey, Troy, how far you got with Andy?
All the way, buddy. You guys are so immature. Why don't you grow up?
Come on, tell us.
Really? I put it this way. I didn't make it with her yet. And I stress yet.
Troy throws a coin into the wishing well.
What the hell is it?
What'd you wish for?
To make it with Andy.
His coin jumps back out of the well.
Hey! Who's down there?
Hey, guys, it's Troy!
Sounds like Andy. Andy! Is that you?
Yeah, Troy, it's me. We're stuck down here. Please send down the bucket and the rope.
What the hell are you doing at the bottom of a well?
To make questions, we're stuck. Just send down the bucket. Come on.
See, guys, wishes do come true.
All right, Mahatis, follow me.
While Errol Flynn plays a swashbuckling pirate on TV, Chunk is being tied to a chair.
Could be some more food.
What's the matter?
What are you doing, baby?
No.
You're too tight.
Yes, it is.
If you let yourself out, I'll break your legs.
What are you doing? How many times are you going to tell you? You sit too close to the television,
say
you're going to screw up your
ammo, huh? Dead! Jake, leave him alone!
Sitting behind Chunk, the It is watching the TV.
Come on, let me out!
Chunk turns around and notices his fellow prisoner.
Hi, sir. My name's Lawrence. So sometimes people call me Chunk.
A large man with a grotesquely disfigured face turns round and roars, but then seems amused by the sight of Chunk frantically bouncing up and down.
You know, man, you never know what we're gonna find down here.
Okay, let's get down there.
Oh, look at this. Look how deep it is down there.
Oh,
look at
that.
Come on, Jake, you first.
I ain't gonna go first, man. What are you kidding me?
Go!
Can't argue with that, man.
Come on.
Hey, you guys, I'm the smartest, so I'm gonna go first, okay?
Get out of there. I'm the oldest, so I'll call the shots. Andy goes first, I go second. Steph and Mikey go third, Jada, you go fourth.
Chester Copperpot! Don't you guys see? Don't you realize? He was a pro. He never made it this far. Look how far we've come. We got a chance.
Chance at what, Mikey? Getting killed? Look, if we keep going, someone's really gonna get hurt. Maybe dead.
Besides, we gotta get to the police.
Maybe Chunk already got to the police.
Maybe Chunk is dead.
Don't say that. Never say that. Goonies never say die.
I'm not a Goonie. I wanna go home.
I forgot. But still, don't you realize? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now they gotta do what's right for them. Cause it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
Moved by Mikey's speech, Steph turns to Mouth. Mouth turns to Brand, and Brand turns to Andy, who's holding onto the rope attached to Troy's bucket. She glances up the well, then back down at Mikey as he takes a couple of puffs on his inhaler. At the top of the well, Troy and his friends are pulling on the rope. When the bucket reaches the top, they see that Andy has draped the yellow jacket she was wearing around it. Troy picks it up and looks at where his name is embroidered on the chest.
Andy! You goonie!
There's a cookery program on TV.
You try to make your frosting look a little bit rugged.
Chocolate?
A little bit.
Chocolate.
You want a candy bar?
What do you do now?
Look, I got a Baby Ruth, sir.
Stand up. Pardons. And now, the final crowd punch to this kid.
Baby?
Take a bite.
I'm going to throw it to you, okay?
Put it in a...
When it hits the man on the head, Chunk waits for his reaction.
I'm sorry, sir. I tried to give it to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
The man focuses his strength on one of the chains and rips it away from the wall, but he's still unable to reach the candy bar on the floor. Pulling on the other chain until it too breaks free, he's finally able to calmly bend down and pick up the candy. He looks at Chunk.
Jeez, mister, you're even hungrier than I am.
Firecrackers explode underfoot.
Booby traps! It's only booby traps! Why you being such a sissy?
The Fratellis have reached Chester Copperpot. Jake finds the empty wallet.
Niente. Kids must have cleaned them out, Mom.
Sure, right before they ate him.
Stupid.
Mama Fratelli spots a footprint.
Follow them size fives.
The man stands over Chunk.
Law.
Chunk.
Law?
A playful tap from Sloth sends Chunk falling backwards on his chair. When he's returned to an upright position, he looks stunned. Sloth unwraps the candy bar and offers it to Chunk. Chunk returns the gesture. An ecstatic Sloth lifts Chunk, chair and all, off the ground, then kisses him full on the lips.
Man! You smell like fizzet!
Now, hold this. Translate this.
Copper bones. Westward foams.
Triple stones.
Triple stones? This must be copper bones.
Mike is holding the key.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
After mistaking Steph for Andy, Brand rests his head on Andy's chest.
Wow! Look at that!
What?
Triple stones!
Triple stones?
Well, we got you now when I really was coming up right behind you.
I could have had a little sister. Still a little sister instead of that.
Mikey tries fitting the stones into the holes of the key.
No, that's too big. Try the middle one.
You guys are crazy.
Not the middle one.
It fits, Mikey, it fits.
We got it.
We got it.
Wait.
We got you now when I really...
Which way do we turn?
West.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
Try it, Mikey. Try it. Yeah.
As Mikey turns a wheel, stocks close, trapping his hand, and a cannonball is released.
What the hell is that?
It's rolling around them on a winding track.
It's gonna fall on us or something!
The cannonball flicks the switch.
It's not one really stretch! Get out of the way!
It drops into a net, which opens a trapdoor under Data's feet. Falling fast, Data releases a set of novelty teeth on a spring. They bite into the tunnel wall, stopping his fall before he lands on wooden stakes.
He's gone.
Oh, no.
He's really dead. Pinchers of Pal! You guys! I'll be saved by my Pinchers of Pal!
While the others celebrate, Data takes a look around.
Guys, I'm in another room!
Hello, Sheriff. I'm at the Lighthouse Lounge, and I want to report a murder.
Wait a minute. Just hold on here. Is that you again, Lawrence?
Sheriff, look. This time I'm telling you the truth. I'm locked inside of Vitelli's basement with this guy.
Rocky Road?
Yeah, like the time you told me about the 50 Iranian terrorists who took over all the Sizzler steakhouses in the city?
Rod, get back here! Rod, what are you...
Just like that last prank about all those little creatures that multiply when you throw water on them.
As Chunk tries to move Sloth away from the fireplace, the phone cord stretches and snaps.
Lawrence?
Sloth, it's just your echo!
Whoa.
No, Sloth, I'll show you. Don't go down there! It's all dark down there, Sloth! It's your echo, Sloth! Echo!
Mikey's looking at the map.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Tea break. Who's gotta go?
Me.
Okay, then. This is a little boy's room, and that tunnel's a little girl's room. Let's go.
Where are we going?
It's the men's room.
He walks into a cave.
Where are you guys going?
The men's room, Mikey.
Yeah, we're going to the men's room.
Data and Mouth follow Brand. Meanwhile, Chunk and Sloth reach the underground water pipes, which are still juddering violently.
Yeah! Mikey's been through here, all right!
Sloth takes hold of one of the pipes and lifts it up as far as it will go.
Andy, this is not the time nor the place for this.
Believe me, I know what I'm doing. Brand!
Go see what she's ragging about, will ya?
While the other boys stand taking a pee, Mikey walks out of the men's room cave. It's dark, but Andy can hear his footsteps approaching. As Mikey looks around, Andy takes hold of him and kisses him firmly on the lips. Steph holds up the lantern and realizes what's happened. Mikey stumbles out of the cave on unsteady legs.
Wrong way, lover boy. It's this way.
Thanks.
Steph waits for Andy, who appears looking slightly confused.
You kiss, now tell.
There's something weird.
What? What is it?
Does Bran wear braces? Why are you laughing?
Steph, it was beautiful.
No,
next time you kiss him, do it with your eyes open. It's a whole different experience.
Be careful around here. There's a hole, I think. I think Fran was standing in it.
Hey, Ma, after we dump the kids, how do we get out of here? I ain't been leaving no trail of breadcrumbing.
Boys are right around here somewhere, I'm telling you. I can smell their bubblegum.
Ma, look. I'll give you three guesses who left this hole.
Idiot. You all right?
Jake's found a rope that leads into a shaft. When he shines his flashlight on the wooden stakes at the bottom, Bran sees the light from below. He's distracted by Andy approaching and motioning for him to follow her.
What are you, crazy? They're here!
They're here! They're here! They're here!
Quiet. Right down there.
Jake!
Guys, this way! This way! This way! Come on, you guys! It's right through here! Let's go!
The Goonies run through a long tunnel resembling a giant skull.
Come on! Let's go! Watch your own.
Closing in on her prey, Mama Fratelli grunts as she leads the hunting pack.
What is this?
Keep going, guys!
Oh, great. I know the way!
It looks like a wild mess or something!
The Goonies reach a bridge.
Jerk
off!
As the Goonies inch across the log, the rope handle falls away, making crossing more difficult. The Fratellis reach the opening.
Somebody's coming!
Hurry up!
Dana, come on!
No, Dana.
I got a great idea, you guys! Slick shoes!
Slick shoes? Are you crazy?
Dana!
When Data pulls two cords, flaps on the heels of his sneakers open, and oil squirts onto the log behind him.
Hi, fellas! Remember me?
The Goonies scarper.
It's my time! We just want to get out of here! Come on, but I'm gonna shout!
He shoots some rock.
No!
Ah! Holy McKenzie!
You're gonna start a cave in here!
Hey, babe, what the hell do you think that was?
Steph and Andy lead the way along another narrow tunnel filled with cobwebs. Then Bran grabs some candles, avoiding the stick of dynamite.
How'd you match?
No.
Light it on
the
lamp.
Good idea!
Just forge now!
Wait a minute!
Just forge,
don't
bro!
Push, Jake!
I'm not...
Forge!
Stepping onto the log, Francis slips on the oil and does a complete somersault.
Sweetheart, are you okay?
No!
It's all solid. Look at this. All solid.
Wow. What is that?
It's an organ made entirely of bones.
Disgusting.
A skeleton looks down on them.
You.
Wow.
Gnarly.
Help him, hurry up!
Jake slips on the oil and ends up straddling the log as a surge of water hits the Fratelli brothers.
What are you doing? Stop wiggling around and letting them get away! What's the matter with you two?
To move on, play the tune as each note is said. If you make too many mistakes, will surely be
Muerto.
Mikey looks at Brand.
I mean, we gotta play the bones to get out of here.
Exactly.
Were they out there?
The bridge.
Hurry up.
You guys, look. There are notes on this.
Andy, you took piano lessons.
I was 4 years old.
You
want to live to be 17?
Get it.
I'm trying to find middle C. This is nothing like my mother's Steinway.
Do something, hurry!
Okay, the first chord, I think, is... Go on, Andy.
As Andy plays the chord, a small opening appears in the wall.
My God, it's working! It's working, you did it!
Wow.
Way to go, Andy, way to go!
I'm not coming back right now.
You can do it.
Okay.
Come on. A. Three shots, D. Remember those lessons and play it right, please!
The ground falls from under Mouth, revealing a large cavern below, but he manages to hold on to the others. A hand hand reaches out of the water. Keeping lookout, Data watches the Fratellis emerge from the stream.
They come, guys! They're down there! They're coming up! What should I do? All right!
They're slowly crawling towards Data.
They're coming!
As Andy plays another bum note, the rocks under Bran's heels fall away.
She's doing fine. You're doing fine.
Baby, I believe in you. Greedies always make mistakes. Don't make any more. Come on.
Sorry. Where was I? A flat.
Data runs back to see how much closer the Fratellis have got. He's wrong. Data activates a boxing glove strapped to his chest, which thwacks Jake. The Fratellis slip backwards, and Data races back to the others. The floor falls away.
I give up. It's A-sharp, or if it's a B-flat.
If you get the wrong note, or B-flat.
Jake and Francis appear at the end of the tunnel as Andy's hand hovers over the skeleton keys. As Andy plays the chord, a walkway lowers itself to the organ. The Fratellis are gaining on the gang, but are stopped by the chasm between them and the organ.
Give me the gun!
Let's go!
The Goonies each hurtle down a long underground water slide. The slide twists and turns, shooting them along on their backs. Steph's got her eyes squeezed tight, but Mikey seems to be enjoying the ride. Twist and tumble onwards until they each shoot out of a different opening into a pool in a vast cavern. They clear the water from their eyes, then hug.
Are you okay, Mel?
Are you okay?
What?
Oh my god.
Oh, wow!
They turn to see One-Eyed Willy's enormous ship on the other side of the cavern. Its tattered sails hang ghost-like above the ancient deck.
Oh god!
Follow me!
It's too late. I can't do it, Mama.
With the help of a rope ladder and some ropes, the Goonies are climbing up onto the ship. Scared, Mikey uses his inhaler. Both he and Data leave the upper deck to join the other Goonies. Slowly, they all move across the ship, surrounded by rigging and fraying rope. Water cascades beside the ship. Mikey and Andy approach the ship's large wheel.
You really think there's a treasure here?
Andy, this whole ship's a treasure.
Oh! Mikey, look!
A skeleton.
Aw, there's nothing to worry about, Andy. It's just a skeleton.
The skeleton has a dagger in each eye socket.
It's gotta be gold.
Data falls through the rotten deck.
Data's okay.
The room is full of skeletons.
Data's okay! Data's
Why didn't you use the stairs?
Use the stairs! 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 The stupid guy's up there telling me to use the stairs when Dana's falling. Dana's hurt, nobody's care anymore.
He's okay.
And some guy up there told me I have stupid inventions. And I've been spending months and months and studying on them and inventing. God.
What a fun I have.
Mikey takes a sword from a skeleton.
Why not? He's dead. He doesn't care.
Put that down.
I'll have some respect.
Put it down.
Put it down.
How many ships did you say there were?
Billions.
Check out what's down there.
Billions? You guys, watch where you step. Don't flip, right? Don't flip.
Bran slips. While Andy finds a doll and picks it up, the boys gather round the map.
Now, translate.
What did you guys find?
Translate nothing. It's just a sketch of the old cannonball chamber. Where's the gold?
Where's the gold, my man?
Shut up!
Andy pulls on a rope.
Why? I think I set up another trap.
Trap doors open above them.
Sorry, are you okay? Are you guys so funny?
Ready? Break through.
Mikey punches through the boards above and the others push him up. He's in a large wooden chest. He slowly lifts the heavy lid to look around the room. He looks back down to the others.
What's up there?
It's all right, Brent. Just give me a second. Okay.
He stands up. In front of him is a long dining table laid for dinner centuries before. Skeletons are sitting around it, and Mikey steps slowly towards them. An eerie blue light filters through the windows. Looking around, Mikey notices that the table is covered with a layer of different colored gems. The skeleton at the head of the table wears a bejeweled eye patch.
Where's Willie?
Mikey moves towards Willie, past a huge treasure chest.
Hi, Willie. Hi, Mike Walsh. You've been expecting me. Haven't you? I made it. I beat you. Got here in one piece.
Mikey lifts up the eye patch with a quivering hand. There's bone where the socket should be.
So, that's why they call you One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. We got a lot in common, huh, Willie?
Mikey has tears in his eyes as light appears behind him. It's the rest of the Goonies.
Hi, guys. How's it going? This is Willie. One-Eyed Willie. Say hi, Willie. Those are my friends, the Goonies. How long have you guys been standing there?
Long enough, Mikey. Long enough.
The others move towards Mikey and Willie, lighting the ancient candles on the table with wands they're carrying. Brand gazes in shock at a pile of golden coins, and Andy holds up an elaborate necklace of sparkling jewels.
What are you staring at? Let's go, load up! Anything you can put in your pocket, Mikey? Something that.
What?
That's Willie's. Save that for Willie. Anything else?
They quickly fill their pockets with gold coins and drape strings of gems around their necks.
Bye-bye, marbles. God. Oh, God.
Hey, come on, you guys, hurry up. Those creeps are still after us.
That's right. What are we gonna do?
No. Who cares?
I got an idea.
What is it?
What? I saw this on the Hardy Boys once. We can leave a trail of jewels into one cave.
Uh-huh.
And then we can hide out in another. Uh-huh. And when the Fratellis go into that cave, then we can make a run for it.
Now that sounds like a great idea.
you.
Outside!
Okay, this is war.
Don't you hear? No!
I said outside! Come on!
You will not be taken alive, Mikey!
We? What do you mean we?
On deck, the Fratelli brothers trip over some barrels.
I know what I'm doing.
The boxing glove on Data's chest springs out and bops him on the nose. He struggles to press it back down.
I'm all right. Data's just unhappy.
His teeth on a spring clamp down on Francis's crotch. Data fires a sucker at Mama's gun, but the mechanism pulls him towards her. She drops the gun but grabs a sword, then with the help of her sons, herds the Goonies to the edge of the ship. Mouth empties his pockets in silence.
You're so quiet all of a sudden. You're the one they call Mouth, aren't you?
She pulls a string of pearls from his mouth.
Oh, my God. Is that all?
She slaps the back of his head.
Oh, my God.
He spits out some gems.
You gross old witch!
You want to play pirate? We'll play pirate,
no.
Keep going, Smarty. Keep going. Yeah, we'll play pirate. Now walk the plank. Get out on that plank. Say goodbye to your little friend.
Mama swipes Andy off the edge of the plank. Bram jumps in after her.
Two down. Who's next?
Brand brings Andy to the surface. Mouth and Steph are on the plank.
Go join your friends, you wiggles!
Are you good?
Dressed as a pirate, Sloth slides down a sail carrying Chunk.
Chunk!
Sloth! How'd he get out?
Sloth swings out on the rigging and grabs Mouth and Steph from the end of the plank.
Hey, Sloth! Chunk!
No! Captain Chunk! Ha ha, give me a sword.
Mama slaps the sword into the palm of Francis's hand. Chunk swings down on a rope and joins the others. Then they all charge off the plank and plunge into the water. Steph socks Mama with a departing punch in the face. Jake and Francis grab the two ends of a rope.
The rope here! Brett, how are you going?
Go! Slutty! Jump rope, Slutty!
Give me jump rope!
Jump rope!
They twist the rope around Sloth, but he easily pulls himself free. Sloth rips open his shirt, revealing a Superman top, emblazoned with a red and yellow S.
Look, you remember the Bronx Zoo that time? We went to the Bronx Zoo?
Don't start that.
Me and Mama wanted to leave you there.
What?
Fuck up for you.
We never been to the Bronx Zoo.
You remember the time we were going to get your teeth fixed? And we spent the money on Francis's toupee.
I don't wear a hairpiece.
Francis lunges at Jake, his hairpiece slipping off in the process. Sloth grabs them by the neck and headbutts them together. Brand is swimming with Andy. He's about to untie her hands, but then he slips his head between her arms and kisses her passionately on the lips. He smiles at her.
Brent, what happened to your braces?
What braces Mikey wear?
Mikey, that little...
She kisses him. Sloth is raising Jake and Francis up on a rope.
I won't sing anymore, all right?
Hey, you guys!
Sloth tethers the rope, leaving them hanging.
Mama!
Come to Mama, baby. Come up.
He goes over to Mama.
Fuck, you've been bad.
Sophie, I may have been bad. I may have kept the chain to that room, but it was for your good. Don't you remember what I used to sing to you? When you were little, right? Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bar breaks, the cradle will fall.
Break!
I only dropped you once. Well, maybe twice.
Snoff lifts her up. He carries her onto the plank and throws her into the water.
We're gonna be okay, sure.
Sloth dives in.
They're gonna run with you, don't
get the rope! Get the rope!
I don't wanna run with you!
I'm down!
Mama climbs up the side of the ship while Sloth swims over to the Goonies.
Mommy, this is the guide!
We can't go. We can't leave all that gold. That's our future.
No, Mikey, we stay here and we got no future. Now, come on.
Come back for it later.
All that lipstick.
Come on!
Mama! Mama, just let us down easy, Ma.
Not the sword! Don't do that!
She cuts the rope and they plummet onto the deck, crashing into a barrel.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, a little.
Will you get up? Let's go find the gold.
Let's get the light.
The Goonies swim over to a shaft of light glaring through a gap in the rock.
Thank you, Mr. Willy. Thank you. You've made my day. This is a real treat.
Mama lifts a tray of gold coins, activating a lever, which starts turning a series of pulleys.
A movie trap!
Movie trap! Did you see the movie?
Raven, let's get out of here!
Look, you guys, daylight! There's been a cave in here before.
Maybe we can get through. I can't see through the side, though. You got a light?
I got the last candle here, Mikey.
Come on, here we go.
Is there a way out or what? Well, this is a funny candle. It's sparkling!
It's not a candle, it's dynamite!
Bran throws the dynamite into the hole, and they all duck underwater. A huge boulder rolls in front of the opening, then rocks start falling from the ceiling and splashing into the water. Francis and Jake fall off the plank.
You guys, push! What about the loot?
What about our lives?
They push against the boulder. Meanwhile, Mama jumps into the water as the rocks continue to rain down. Now, Sloth puts his weight against the boulder. He lifts it up to waist height.
Help us!
The Goonies crawl out between his legs. Sloth has let the boulder drop back into place. Bran drags Chunk through the tunnel and out into daylight. On the ship, a wooden hammer drops onto a lever, triggering a pulley system. The anchor is raised from the water. The rocky wall is suddenly punctured with holes and shafts of blazing sunlight stream into the cavern. Two police officers roar along the beach on quad bikes. They spot the Goonies in the distance running towards them.
Well, I'll be damned. It's them Goobers.
They weren't here a minute ago.
But they're here now, Dan. Call Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
police car pulls up, then a van skids to a halt. Brand and Mikey's parents charge out of the van.
Where are my boys?
They are. They're here in this
Brandon.
Mikey.
Oh, Mikey, they're
talking. Brandon. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I guess we're kind of in deep
shit.
Oh, Michael.
Other parents arrive and clamor around the children, throwing their arms around them. Chunk beams ecstatically as his mom gives him a pizza.
Can I take piano lessons?
Bran's given a hug by his mom. Data's dad unveils his latest invention.
Let's play, Dad!
Just watch this.
A camera attached to an extension around his waist.
Come here, Daddy. Go there, Daddy.
He's just like his father.
In subtitles, Data says, "That's okay, Daddy. You can't hug a photograph." Data's dad replies, "You're my best invention."
I just wanted to say thank you for offering to save my life.
What?
Well, I want to say thank you.
Wow, thank you. Real moment. You know, your voice is kind of nice when your mouth isn't screwing it up.
Yeah, well, thanks. And you know, your looks are kind of pretty. When your face doesn't screw it up.
Miles hugs Steph.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, you know, you're a great little kid, person. And you know, you keep kissing girls the way you do. The parts of you don't work so good, they're gonna catch up to the ones that do.
She kisses Mikey on the cheek, then goes over to Brand, who puts his arms around her and kisses her tenderly on the lips. Then again, more passionately.
Let her mother worry.
Mikey fishes out his inhaler, then reconsiders.
Who needs it?
The Fritzel!
Sloth lifts one of the officers into the air. In subtitles, Data says, "Wow." Chunk turns to Sloth.
Sloth?
You're gonna live with me now. Huh? I'm gonna take care of you. Because I love you.
I love you, Chunk.
Oh, I love you, Sloth.
All right, Walsh. Today's the day, so let's get this over with.
Irving?
I'm sorry, Irene.
Come on, Walsh. We don't have all day. There's 50 more houses to tear down after yours.
He's off, Brent.
It's okay.
Sheriff, I want you to witness this.
Sorry, Dad. We had our hands on the future. We blew it to save our own lives. Sorry.
It's all right. You and Brand are home safe with your mom and me. That makes us the richest people in Astoria. Walsh, you're looking at the richest people in Astoria. Now sign it.
As Irving puts his pen to the contract, Rosalita extracts a small cloth bag from one of the boys' jackets.
You're sure gonna miss being a goonie.
Rosalita looks into the bag, then gasps with shock.
Ay, Dios mío de mi vida. Ay, Dios mío de mi vida. Ave María Purísima, mira nomás. Ay!
They rip the pen out of Irving's hands. Multicolored jewels pour out of the bag and into Harriet Walsh's palm.
Until we forgot to check it. See, I emptied out the marbles and I put the jewels in. We don't have to leave the goondocks.
There'll be no more signing.
today or ever again.
He throws the scraps of paper into the air.
How'd you get to find them? What happened out there? Were your lives in danger?
The octopus was very scary.
Octopus?
Yeah, it was very dangerous.
The scariest thing was walking the plank.
And then we found the pirate ship.
And the pirate treasure. We're getting chased by the Patelli.
All right, fellas, that's enough. Telling more stories, Lawrence.
Oh, no, let's tell it for real.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. Look at that.
In the distance, One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship cruises across the ocean, its sails fluttering in the breeze.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at Cauldron Point at what appears to be a pirate ship.
The Goonies sit together on a rock, gazing at the ship in awestruck wonder. Sunlight gleams off the ocean as the ship sails gently by. Mikey touches his fingers to his lips and blows the ship a kiss.
Oh, Willie. Thanks.
The ship sails towards the horizon.